I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, here we go. VSiN Live Bet Sunday rolls on here live from the D in downtown Las Vegas. He is Kelly Bidlin. I'm Dustin Sweetelson. And we've got a big series to talk about coming up next here, Kelly, because as a New York Knicks fan, I didn't realize the trauma and hate that was buried deep in my heart until I looked and saw that the Knicks' upcoming opponent in the next round of the series would line up and be the Indiana Pacers. So to help us talk about that, going to welcome in an old friend, Ty Butler. You can follow him on Twitter, at Ty D. Butler. He hosts over on ESPN New York, also over at Bleacher Report, and he is great at breaking down everything New York sports. He joins us via the Progressive guest line here on VSiN, the sports betting network. Ty, thanks for doing this, man. Were you like me, where it'd been a minute, where, you know, our Knicks were playing this type of basketball, these types of moments, and as soon as I saw the Pacers logo lined up over at DraftKings next to the Knicks, I started thinking about Rick Smits. I started thinking about the Davis brothers and Reggie Miller and Roy Hibbert, and all of a sudden all that hate came back in my heart. What's going on, man? What do you think of this next round matchup between the Knicks and the Pacers?
Yeah, it's so funny that you mentioned that, because you go through, like, all the heartbreaking moments the Knicks have, you know, gone through, not just, you know, in the regular season, but obviously the playoffs. And you're rolling through the names, and, you know, it's one of those, like, which one doesn't belong there? Oh, Roy Hibbert. Because in 2012, he gets the block on Melo at the rim in game six. And he's, like, never to be heard from after that. So, like, I'm looking forward to the series. I'm not a Knicks fan, so I'm able to just kind of watch this and enjoy it as a basketball guy. But that series against the Sixers, man, was exhilarating. It was one of the best playoff series of any round I've ever seen. So if this could at least live up to that, then we're all in for a treat, man, in round two.
Yeah, Ty, it was an excellent series. Thanks for joining us. Oh, it was fun to watch every single game. This is spinning this forward to the Pacers now. I'll start right there. I like the Knicks in this series. I'm a little concerned about game one. Is Tibbs and everybody going to be able to take that momentum from that win against the Sixers and move it right over to this Pacers series and get started on a hot start on game one? How do you think that's going to play out here on Monday?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be concerned about, like, this team being able to lock and flip the switch because of what I saw in game six. Mm. Like, they had every reason after suffering, I mean, quite literally one of the worst losses in franchise history at the end of game five. They had every right to go on the road into a hostile environment against Embiid and Maxey and Buddy Hield's raining threes and Batum's finally made an appearance. They had every reason to fold, and they decided to do what they had been doing all season long, and that is put the ball in the hands of Jalen Brunson, one of the five best players in basketball this year. And he made every single play, whether it was actually scoring or he hit Josh Hart on that top of the key three. So I think because of the triumvirate that is, you know, Leon Rose, who put the team together with excellent pieces. You got Tom Thibodeau, who I think was a master, was a mastermind this year. Should have been a finalist for Coach of the Year. And then led by Jalen Brunson, an MVP candidate. I think this team has everything that they need chemistry-wise, attitude, just to be able to lock in and win a series and start it off on a good note against a Pacers team that, with all due respect, just isn't simply as good as the Knicks.
Ty Butler's with us, ESPN Radio New York, 98.7 FM. And you mentioned the name Jalen Brunson. And when it comes to New York sports, there's a lot of legendary names in the lore. Messier, LT, Namath, Jeter, Ruth, go down the line. What Jalen Brunson's doing now, how has the city, how has the fan base responded when you hear people calling into you guys over on ESPN Radio New York? Are we already putting Jalen Brunson in that Mount Rushmore sort of category with some of those other New York legends?
Yo, I mean, right now, there is a legitimate conversation to be had. Like, historically, it's hard, right? Because Jeter and Messi, like, those guys won championships, Eli. So you don't want to, in the presence of excellence, be so dismissive of all of the great things that we've seen in the city.
Just say it,
Ty. I think the legitimate conversation is he the biggest star in New York sports? And the only two guys I can think of to challenge him would be, like, Judge, who hit 62 home runs 2 years ago as an MVP. Soto just got here. And then, like, Aaron Rodgers. But Rodgers only played 4 snaps for the Jets last year. I think that the greatness of Jalen Brunson being put on full display and what has been a tremendous season for the Knicks, where they get the number 2 seed, has rightfully put him in the conversation as one of the faces of sports in the city. And, guys, how about this? Quick little nugget for you. So you guys care to guess? I actually throw it to you. You guys care to guess where Jalen Brunson ranks amongst all players in the NBA this year in salary?
Ooh.
Oh, it's
40th, 30th, 30th?
I was going to say 74th.
He's 53rd.
Whoa!
He's 53rd. Which
best contract in the NBA.
You, yeah, absolutely. And that's where I was going. Like, there is, to me, no argument that there is a more, you know, as far as, like, production commensurate with what he's being paid, better bargain in the NBA right now than Jalen Brunson. Like, he's 35-9 for the playoffs, and that is despite his 16-55 in the first two games that the Knicks ended up winning. So the fact that he is, all the superlatives being thrown at him, 53rd in player salary, is just amazing. And it speaks to, like, no one saw this coming, but he seized the moment and got an opportunity to play for this franchise. It's the heaviest jersey in the NBA because of all the expectations, the history, the fans, and he has at every turn answered every question.
Yeah, I mean, the Mavericks, they felt so highly of him, they just shipped him off even being on an amazing contract like that. It really is an incredible.
Yeah,
go ahead, Ty.
4 years for $50 million. Four years for $50 million was what he wanted from Dallas, and they just said, yeah, no thanks.
No,
but the Knicks took advantage of it.
Yeah, they were good, and I think the Knicks are good with that decision as well. I always say he's the best contract, and they got Herb Jones being the second best contract right now in the NBA because
yeah,
everything he does on both sides of the ball. Okay, so we got this Pacers matchup. I'm in pretty heavy on the Knicks, fellas, on the opener. I'll just let you know that for the series price. So I'm with you. I think this is a relatively easy series for them. Okay, let's talk about the concerns, though. Pascal Siakam, and I think Miles Turner could force some problems for this Knicks team. What do you think the biggest challenge is going to be for the Knicks in this series, Ty?
Well, in the two wins the Pacers had against the Knicks in the regular season, they put up a buck 32 and a half on them. And, you know, this is a high-powered offense, obviously led by Haliburton. So I think slowing him down is going to be the biggest challenge for this team.
Ty, want to ask you about a secondary scorer for the Knicks. Obviously no Randle, no Bogey. coming up in this series. Brunson, he can't be shooting it 35 times a night, although he's doing pretty well doing it. Feels like in a higher pace game, someone else is going to have to step up. Who do you think becomes his Robin to his Batman? Is it OG, who's going to have a lot of responsibilities defensively? Is it DiVincenzo like we saw the other night? Or maybe it's Deuce McBride with that energy off the bench. Who do you think steps up to give Brunson the help needed to match up with a high-octane offense?
So I think the beauty game is actually what lies in why many slow to coordinate them, and it's the fact that that secondary option. But the beauty comes in it being every night a different guy. Josh Hart hits the game winner in game six, and game two was Dante DiVincenzo. In that game six I just talked about, OG Anunoby had the poster. So I don't think it's one guy. It's that, you know, like, you know, to use a baseball analogy, the committee, you're just going to a bunch of guys and one, you're hoping one of them is on. So I think, you know, with Dante DiVincenzo, outside of that shot he hit in game two, really did not have a good series at all. Yeah. So the Knicks are going to be depending on him to find his shot. But I think it's just going to be a combination of guys, and they're really going to hang their hat on the defensive end. Like, I know that in this high-powered, high-octane offense of basketball, the sexy thing is to talk about scoring, but this Knicks team identity is still rooted in the fact that they're one of the best defenses in the NBA. And when it comes to being able to hold teams under 100 points, we saw when they went 17-2, they were consistently holding teams to under 100. So the combination of that and then crunch time, there's a lot of guys you trust. Jalen, obviously, but he's spraying the ball all over the court to guys you know you can hit big shots with. So I think that's how the Knicks are going to try their best to overcome not having that, you know, that Robin to Jalen Brunson's Batman.
All right, I like that answer. All right, in about 30 seconds, Ty, do the Knicks get it done, and how many games does this series go?
Man, so everywhere you see Knicks in five, I don't want to disrespect the Pacers like that. I do feel like this series is going to be won by the Knicks, but I'll go Knicks in six. They're the better team. They've got home court. They've got the best player in the series. And I just think that this team right now is on a path to get a good matchup, a dream of destiny against the Celtics in the conference final. So I'm going to go Knicks in six as my official pick.
As long as it's Knicks in whatever, yeah, I was going to accept that answer. He's Ty Butler. Check him out over on ESPN Radio New York, 98.7. Does an awesome job there. We appreciate him joining us on the Progressive Guest Line. Thanks so much, Ty.
Yo, appreciate you guys. And Dusty, man, just make sure you keep your heart right, because I know these games are giving you a lot of anxiety.
Look,
but it's all right, man. It'll be all right.
Look, man, I go to the blood pressure doctor on Tuesday. We might be double dosing.
Yeah, double dosing.
As the series goes on, he is Ty Butler. He is the man. Thanks so much, man. Oh,
yeah. Have a good one, guys.
Every step of the way, somehow you think you can exhale, but it actually becomes more dramatic. With that, Kelly and I are going to look ahead to NBA Finals MVP and do a little draft when we return.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSEN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back in. It's VSEN Live Bet Sunday. I'm Dustin Sweetelson, always alongside Kelly Bidlin here live from downtown Las Vegas at the D on VSEN, the sports betting network. Crowd is filtered in. Everyone's locked in on their games. As usual, the NHL playoffs just always delivering. We've got a 3-1 game. Carolina trails the Rangers at MSG. Baseball all over the place. And what did I say, Kelly? In a break, I told you all the leans will always hit. I told you if I was going to bet that game, it would be Miami, I would bet, at plus $1.20. They're up 5-1. Of course, I didn't
bet it. Oh, no, it's my side.
Yeah. You're losing in Sunday Showdown because of it. But what I said, anytime you say something is just a lean but not a bet, it will cash 100% of the time. And then my bet on the Reds, that is dead in the water because the Orioles have runners in scoring position again. I will take some solace in the fact that I'm all in on Baltimore and will probably continue to buy in on their tickets as long as I can get good prices.
Mountcastle's up too. That's a problem.
So there's a lot happening around baseball, but obviously the NBA, even though the only game of the day is done already, which is really weird scheduling on their part.
A's are rallying. It's got one.
They scored one.
They scored one.
even though the NBA only had one game and it's over today, I still think the NBA playoffs do have a certain buzz. We've gotten rid of one team that can't win at all.
Yep.
We have a lot of teams left that we think are capable. I think the Knicks opened a lot of doubters' eyes against the Sixers that they are indeed in that class. So I figured we could have a little bit of fun here because DraftKings is always posting awesome, incredible, different markets that aren't available most places. And one thing they released this week was NBA Finals MVP. So I thought you and I can do a little draft here, similar to how we did with the championship odds a few weeks ago.
Yep.
And loser buys the winner a meal somewhere.
I like it. What do we got riding for?
I think a meal as well.
What do we got riding for Sunday Showdown?
Sunday Showdown, that's self-respect.
That's just
and integrity.
That's right. Public shaming.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
So, well, that's going to be a long thing throughout the whole season.
Well, whoever loses it at the end of the season, because we'll be tracking.
But really, they won't, because here's the inside baseball for a baseball segment. We're not probably going to be in this time slot when the season ends during football season.
That's a good point.
Because the season's going to end, and there's going to be a live betting NFL show on, and I don't think they're going to want us to go through the results of Sunday Showdown with baseball prop betting. Although,
are you telling me my bosses wouldn't like it if we were like, all right, we're going to get to that Rams-Packers preview here in a second, but Dustin and I got to recap for 4 minutes what our Sunday Showdown contest
now,
is like.
Now, what I would say is it could transform the Sunday Showdown once football starts into a quarterback prop, a running back prop, and a receiver prop.
Yeah.
So
that's true. Yeah,
we could just do that, and then the math will math out, and we'll figure it out then. So
yeah, I like
something
that.
Something bigger
home
on the
run
line.
To touchdown score. Or
yeah,
something touch. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, cool, yeah. We can figure that out. That could be a fun one for us. But anyway, the Finals MVP I think is fun, similar to the same mold that betting on the Super Bowl MVP. You know, 2-3 weeks out, you can get some really good value, especially on teams that maybe you don't want to bet. You get a better number on their MVP candidate. So let's dial it up here now. Do 4 rounds of this draft. Kelly, I will respectfully hand you the first pick.
Wait, no, I got first pick last time, right?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So Dustin's got to go first.
All right, so the first pick overall.
That was me trying to be nice. Why did I sound like such a jerk trying to be nice? I'm like, Dustin's got to go first. No.
Well, I have this weird ego thing where I want to be having to playing from behind and having to silence the doubters being at a disadvantage. It's really not a healthy thing. So I appreciate having the first pick. Look, you can get cute with this thing, but I still believe Boston's going to be there. And if Boston's there, Jason Tatum at plus 190 has a very good chance of winning. I have to go Tatum at plus 190.
Okay.
Number one overall.
Okay.
Kelly, you are on the clock.
This is good because I'm trying to game theory this now, and I don't disagree with you, which means Actually, which doesn't mean anything because if Porzingis is back, there isn't just one other guy that could win this thing. All right, I'm going a different way. I'll go with the first guy I wrote down, Luka Doncic plus 950.
Yeah, look, that was going to be my next one. I think that's a smart play because if they're in the finals, it's because Luka went on a heater.
Mm-hmm.
And whether or not these guys want to admit it or gals who vote on this award, what Luka does in leading the team throughout the playoffs into the finals, if he remains on that heater, which is capable of going on, and it stays through the finals, he will be the vote for Dallas over Kyrie.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, I think that's something to keep in mind, too. This award, it's always more of a – it's always a NBA Finals plus a little bit of what you did the postseason, the entirety of the postseason, right? So that does matter.
All right, my next one here. God, I'm going to be so chalky here and boring. But I think when you have the pick, you're drafting not just who you think will win, but from the position of power. So I have to go with the number two shot on the board, Nikola Jokic at plus 425. It's super boring, but guess what? I think it's going to win. Just like betting him at like plus 160 in November was super boring for MVP, but he's going to win again. So I might as well get the two boring ones out of the way, and I've locked in the top two favorites on the board.
All right, let me go head-to-head with you then, and I'll take Anthony Edwards plus 650 for if they win. They beat the Nuggets, end up in the NBA Finals. Oh, boy, the national media narrative of Anthony Edwards. I mean, at that point, we might just be calling him Air Anthony or, I don't know, Anthony MJ Edwards or whatever. These Jordan comparisons are getting a little ridiculous, but he's awesome. The narrative is going to be incredible around him. I will go Anthony Edwards plus 650.
I'm probably going to regret this later, but looking at this landscape, I'm one of the few doubters of OKC. I don't believe that they are going to get to the finals nor win it. I have questions about some other people. I don't want to lead my witness here because I still have two more picks here. I don't want to give anything away to you.
Oh, yeah, we're doing four, right? Good.
We're doing four. I am going to combat your Anthony Edwards with a number that is just way too big for a guy who can fill up the stat sheet. Karl Anthony Towns at 50-1.
Okay,
fine. I'll just take that shot.
Okay, all right. I think I
know what you want to do here.
What do I want? Wait, hold on.
What do you want me to do? I know your body.
Okay.
Because you also have the Knicks. So you could correlate your Knicks in our championship draft with Jalen Brunson. Because I think the Knicks are the only team on this list. Man, OKC too. They're the two teams remaining where there's only one guy who's going to win finals MVP if they win it all.
Yeah, so I would say besides Tatum, I did do my little rankings of what I would draft in order, right? The, like, draft power rankings, right, for this. If you remove Tatum, the next four guys are all Western Conference guys. That's right. I'm not trying to load up on too many Western Conference guys. All right, I will take you know what? He might have just Jedi mind tricked me into this, but I will go Brunson. I will go Brunson. No, I'm not going.
I'm not going Brunson.
Don't write it down.
All right.
How about the glorious return story? Oh, this sounds dumb too. Kristaps Porzingis. We'll go.
Wow.
He's injured and not even playing right now.
Wow.
And I'm gonna go Porzingis.
Oh, you put me in a pickle for my final pick. I was trying to get you to take Jalen Brunson. Because here's the thing, I don't want to do it, but the narrative is so strong, and that's what we're betting on, is can he win NBA Finals MVP? We're doing a draft here so far.
I mean, if he comes back in, like, I mean, he's the reason. If they win the NBA Finals and he's back for all those games, the narrative might be overwhelming.
All right, picks, this is how it went. I went Tatum with my first pick. I have Jokic number two at plus 425. I have Karl Anthony Towns 50-1. Kelly, Luka Doncic at plus 950. Anthony Edwards at plus 650 and Porzingis at 30-1. I wanted you to take Brunson so I wouldn't have to here.
Yeah,
I feel so obligated to, and I hate being this person who's going to doubt my team making the finals. I'm not taking Jalen Brunson. I'm not doing it. I'm not taking SGA because, as I said before, I don't think OKC is going to be there. If Jason Tatum, I'm going to hedge my Jason Tatum bet.
Yeah,
and if Jason Tatum doesn't win MVP, it's not your boy Porzingis. It's not Jaylen Brown who's scared to dribble.
Oh, you're doing well. I like it.
Derek White
at
40-1 is my final play here because Derek White is the heart and soul of the Boston Celtics. He is the heartbeat. He makes them go. And he's a guy, when you pay attention to everyone else, is an absolute killer when it matters in crunch time. Derek White's my final pick, 40-1.
Once again, probably the most underrated player in the NBA just because he's on a, you know, great team.
Why wasn't he most improved?
Because he's had so, I mean, he hasn't had quite these years before, but he's had great years.
Oh, no, but based on the award, he'll win it next year, because that's what happens, is you don't win it the year you improve the most. You win it the following year. Continue.
Yeah, I'll have to break down his case. I mean, yeah, that formula, I've got to figure it out. Okay.
Final pick, Kelly.
Final one. Okay, do I surround the West and take SGA, or do I sprinkle the possible, well, if I go Brunson. No. I don't even have to go Brunson, because if Knicks beat the Celtics, you're toast anyways, probably.
Yes. It's a good call. That's a good strategy.
I'm going to go SGA. I will go with the three best players on the three Western Conference teams not named the Denver Nuggets.
look. In the end, you have Luka from Dallas. You have Ant Edwards from Minnesota. You have Porzingis from Boston. You have SGA from OKC. I finish with Tatum from Boston. Denver's Jokic. Cat. Minnesota 50-1, and Boston again 40-1 with Derek White. And this is one of those where
we
drafted eight players. We could all be wrong.
Oh, totally.
All right, coming up next, a little bit of baseball talk. John Bowman, former MLB scout, going to help us break down everything going on around the diamond on VSiN Live Bet Sunday.
This is Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Before you place your bets, you have to check out the all-new VSiN.com. We've got best bets from everyone, including our next guest, John Bowman, who sends him in for sharp money a few times a week. Articles, betting splits, odds by state, tools, guides, all of that and more available to you over at the all-new VSiN.com. Just head there now, VSIN.com. Welcome back to Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Alongside Kelly Bidlin, as always, I'm Dustin Sweetelson here hanging out at the D in downtown Las Vegas. We've done a ton of basketball. We did a little bit of hockey. Now it's time to switch to my favorite sport, baseball. To do that, bring in my guy, John Bowman, former scout with the Blue Jays. He also has baseball with Bowman. Check him out on Twitter, at JohnBowman11. And he joins us now via the Progressive Guest Line. John, thanks for doing this, man. I want to begin in a weird territory. We've got the Dodgers leading Atlanta 4-0 in the sixth. I am a big proponent on betting the Philadelphia Phillies to win the NL East. Max Fried is getting hit, obviously, by the best offense in baseball, but at times hasn't looked like himself. There's no Spencer Strider to stop the bleeding for them. They're relying on Charlie Morton, who's 40, and Chris Sale, who hasn't thrown 150 innings in a long time. Do you think the Braves might be in a little bit of trouble in the NL East right now?
Yeah, I mean, yes and no. I was looking at that earlier today, and they haven't been playing well for a little bit now, like around a week. They lost that series to the Mariners, or they lost the series to the Dodgers. But then you look at their record, and they're, even with this loss, they would only be 20-13. So, which feels un-Braves-like, but at the same time, it's still a pretty good start. So I would say maybe they're in a little bit of trouble, but at the same time, Trey Turner was just injured. He's going to be out for 6 weeks at a minimum, he was saying. He said that would be a good thing if it was 6 weeks, which is a massive hit for the Phillies. I'm a big proponent of the Phillies. I think they're a very good team. I was on their win total over to start the season. I think they could definitely win the NL East, but at the same time, the Braves are still going to be the Braves.
John, thanks for joining the show, man. I'll take it from there. The sports book will tell you right now there's basically about 2.5 teams that got a shot to win the National League. Braves, Dodgers, and then maybe those Phillies. It is May 5th. Anybody else going to work their way into this conversation before it's all said and done?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't think so. maybe the Cubs. Maybe the Cubs, once they get Justin Steele back, Seiya Suzuki back, Cody Bellinger back, they can definitely win some games at home, especially in a playoff series. They can make some noise, in my opinion. But, I mean, the rest of the NL Central is pretty weak. I think the Reds are going to have a solid season, but at the same time, they haven't been hitting lately, and they're dealing with a bunch of injuries as well. So I don't think the Mets are going to do much. I don't think the Giants – I mean, the Diamondbacks are off to a very bad start. The Padres and Giants I don't think are good enough. So maybe the Diamondbacks if they get hot again. But I think at this point, it looks like a three-horse race.
All right. Well, a team that, if you look at the standings, looks like they're out of the race. They're 18-1 to win the World Series. And I'm shocked to be saying this right now, but it's the Houston Astros. Their entire rotation's on the IL. Everyone's been hurt at some point this year. They have looked god-awful at times, John, even disinterested on the field. Do you think there's a chance we can buy low on Houston to be there in the end?
Yeah, I'm really happy you asked me this because this is exactly what I was looking at yesterday. I was thinking the Astros were plus 110 to make the playoffs yesterday. That was before their loss today. I actually bet against them today, so I thought they were going to lose. So obviously it wouldn't have been smart to play that before today. But at the same time, I think that's a great look, to be honest. We're seeing the AL. I mean, they've got a bunch of very good teams. But at the same time, the Astros, I want to say, are only seven games back of the division. I think it's six games back in the division lead right now. So it's not like anybody's pulling away. And like you said, the Astros have so many players on the IL right now. They're only going to get healthier. And maybe losing a few games early in the season kind of helps, you know, kickstart them a little, get them focused and playing and trying to win every game. So I think it's a great buy low spot, to be honest. And worst case scenario, it's a plus money loss. You can deal with those. But with the Astros at just plus 110 to make the playoffs, I think that's a good look.
I like it. I like it. I might be joining the both of you on that one. Okay, if they're the team with a little bit of a bumpy start, who's the team that's impressed you so far at the beginning of the season?
That's a good question. Maybe the Royals. I thought the Royals would be solid, but I didn't think that they would be this good. Their bullpen is very iffy. I mean, they've got their closers, James MacArthur, I want to say, and I mean, he hadn't been a closer before this year. John Schreiber has always been a good reliever, but other than that, you look at their bullpen, Angel Zerpa is a good option, but he didn't have a good year last year. He's kind of having a career year in a sense. But maybe the Royals, I'd say the Royals would be, the Royals would probably be my pick there.
Well, let's stay in that division. John Bowman with us, former Blue Jays scout baseball. Bowman, all the information on his Twitter at JohnBowman11. Also, check out his articles over at rotowire.com. The AL Central, the Royals are still plus 550. Pitching staff's much improved. They bring in vets Lugo and Waka. Hitting a little bit of pop to be desired there, but I look at that division. It's always wide open, even though I do like Cleveland. I want to ask you about Minnesota. They lost today, but coming into today, they won 12 in a row. I think the Twins are going to stink every year, and every year they prove me wrong. Can you explain to me why Minnesota's good this year and how they'll be there in the end in the playoffs?
I'd rather just go with you and your original take. I don't think they're very good.
But they're always in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they always lose in the playoffs before last year. So it's not, you know, is that a win for them? If you're a fan for them, are you happy? I feel like last year you'd be happy that you finally got that playoff losing streak over with, right? But now you kind of want like a little bit more. You've got a little bit of it. But yes, they've been winning games, but I mean, I'm not going to say it was a fake win streak, but they played the White Sox, I want to say seven times. They played the Angels three times. And then they get the Red Sox at home. So yeah, they're playing well, but they're still missing a bunch of key players. Roy Lewis is still out. Byron Buxton was just added to the IL. They did get Joan Duran back from the IL, which is obviously massive. I mean, he throws 104. Anybody throws 104 is going to help your baseball team. Yeah, I'm not that big of a believer on the Twins. You know, they're handling business. They're beating the teams that they should beat. But let's see how they do against the better teams and the winning teams in the league.
Yeah, the key is when are the White Sox on your schedule? Because buy low before they face the White Sox and know that they're not going to see them again for a while. So, John, when we look at the White Sox this year, this version of them in 2024, is this worse than anything the A's have thrown out there in recent years? Because it feels like it might be.
That's a low bar to reach. But I mean, they're coming pretty close, right? I think they're about to win this series against the Cardinals, which I think would say more about the Cardinals than anything, to be honest. But I mean, the White Sox, it would be a little bit different if they had, you know, some of their top players performing, if Luis Robert wasn't hurt, if Andrew Vaughn wasn't having another down year. If Eloy Jimenez was able to stay healthy and he was hitting in the lineup, I think it would be a little bit different, but you know, we're just seeing the same old White Sox. It's like nothing's changed. I will say we give them a little bit of credit with Eric Fetty. That was a great signing. Yeah. He seems to have figured it out, and he could be a great piece of the trade deadline. But, I mean, the White Sox, they just don't have anyone they can rely on. Even Michael Kopech, who was dominant to start the season, his ERA has ballooned up to like a 4-something now, and he hasn't been pitching well. So, yeah, it's getting pretty close to Athletics territory.
So one of my favorite markets, almost regardless of the sport, every single year, fewest regular season wins. Right now, Rockies plus 110, those White Sox plus 115, Marlins 4-1, A's 10-1. John, who ends up with the fewest wins at the end of the year?
It's a good question. I would say either the White Sox or the Marlins. I don't think the Rockies do, because the Rockies have been playing as poorly as they could possibly be, and this is how they're doing, and we know how they can win some games at home. Whereas the White Sox and Marlins, they're just totally tanking. I mean, the Marlins are already trading players. Luis Arraez is already gone. Max Meyer, he's not technically traded, but they put him back in the minors when we know he's ready and he could help the team, you know, I guess to keep them from winning. Their president of baseball operations came out the other day and literally said, we're not going to make the playoffs this year.
In May.
So imagine if you're a player and you hear your president say that. You're like, well, I don't think we're getting any help anytime soon. This is all we've got, boys. You know, you might as well just play and like enjoy it, because we're not going to win many games this year. But they're dealing with tons of injuries. I mean, Yuri Perez, Sandy Alcantara is out. I would go with the Marlins just because it seems like they're already throwing in the towel, whereas the White Sox are at least trying to win games, you would think. But I think it's one of those two teams.
Yeah, and both teams should end up worse because they're only going to keep trading pieces off of what's already bad. So anyone worth playing is going to be gone, so a backup will be in. Look, John Bowman does an awesome job covering not just Major League Baseball, but also college baseball. So give him a follow on Twitter, at JohnBowman11. He's betting college baseball. I swear to God, you must have like 100 picks a week with college baseball. He is a beast when it comes to it. I know with Sharp Money Family Plays, he went on like a 5-1 run over the last week and a half. So check out all of his picks. Everything available at John Bowman 11. Always appreciate you doing this, man. We'll do it again down the road.
Awesome. Yeah, appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me on.
That's John Bowman. He joined us on the Progressive Guest Line.
College baseball, I'm just thinking right now. It's probably the biggest spike in VSiN betting in the past 2 years, I would say.
Because our listeners are smart and they know inefficient markets are the ones to attack, and people just can't keep up with the line movement in a lot of these games.
Yeah.
And John will come and send me a Sharp Money Family vid, and the breakdown will be like, they're wrong. They don't realize this pitcher is going, and he's the ace. So fascinating stuff from John. A little bit more NBA when we return on Live Bet Sunday.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Live Bet Sunday on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code VSiN. New customers, bet $5 and you'll get $200 back in bonus bets instantly. That's code VSIN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. We return here to the D in downtown Las Vegas. I'm Dustin Sweetelson with Kelly Bidlin. We've got you for another hour and 15 minutes here. Wow, the show is flying by.
It really is, yeah.
We've had a lot that we've talked about throughout, from the NBA playoffs, some great guests with some awesome analysis. You missed any part of those chats, anywhere you download your podcast, you can check us out. Also, VSiN.com has the video stream. Just got to become a pro subscriber for that access right now. And we just got done talking baseball with John Bowman. So it feels like a good point to look at some MLB futures, which, Kelly, you know me. I know I get made fun of at the network. Everyone's like, oh, Dustin claims he hit a future. He has 5 million futures. I am trying very hard.
I didn't know this was the thing.
Oh, yeah. I am trying very hard.
It's also very difficult with what we do to be talking about all these markets every day. And like, the summer's the best case scenario of that, of when we're talking NFL all summer long. You can talk yourself into so many bets when you're talking about it for 3 hours a day.
Well, and the thing is, I take a lot of long shots early, hope one or two are in the mix, and now I'm pot committed to a market because I can get down on other players in the market or teams as the market moves. So I can explain why I like the Phillies later on in the show. I think the Phillies win the NL East is a great bet right now. It was plus 350 this time a week ago. It's down to plus 280. Some markets down to 235. I think the Phillies have a real chance there.
Just hit it now.
All right, we can do that now. Well, no, I want to do some Would You Rather with Caesar.
Okay.
Caesar has put together a great buy low, sell high Would You Rather for Major League Baseball. So without further ado, Caesar Becerra.
The table shot.
What is our first buy low or sell high?
Let's start it off. I think John actually mentioned this during his hit, talking about the Astros. He's saying that he would consider buying low on the Astros, and like he said, they're currently plus 110 to make the playoffs and 18-1 to win the World Series. The Astros have been to the last seven American League Championship Series. So are you buying in on the Astros, or is it just the Astros? Is it a changing of the guard now?
When it comes to buying low in the Astros, I do think that there is a world where they right the ship here. Baseball's a long season.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of teams. The Washington Nationals, when they won the World Series over the Houston Astros, were a purely second-half team, just went on an absolute heater. When you look at the Houston Astros, Framber Valdez just came off the IL. Christian Javier on the IL. Jose Urquidy on the IL. They just got Verlander back a couple weeks ago off the IL. Everyone's been banged up. Some of the bats don't look great. However, Jose Altuve, still at like 33 years old, is mashing. I have 50-1 on him to win AL MVP.
Okay.
So I hope that stays alive. I like the idea of buying low on the Houston Astros. I think that number's too big. And I don't know when the run happens. If you take 17-1 and it goes up to 20-1, you don't feel awful about missing the best of the number there.
No, not at all. I'm only cracking a smile because I feel like this is, again, we are still early in the MLB season. I feel like this has been a topic I've heard, though, for like three straight weeks, right? Like, are they a buy low candidate? Are they a buy? Like, yeah. At what point? I think that is the question, right?
They're behind the Angels and the A's in the standings. That lets you know everything you need to know about where this Astros team is. And there's times they just don't look interested in playing baseball. Like, things don't look right. But that's what happens when you don't have reliable starting pitching.
Right.
It takes guys' heads out of the game. It affects their at-bats when they know they're going to have to dig out of a hole every single night. So I do think when the pitching gets healthier, that's when the Astros are there as a buy low. Look, if I bet 17-1 now and it goes up to 21 and I miss it, I won't feel bad. If I don't bet 17-1 and I don't get down until like 11-1,
right,
I'll be annoyed.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask. Would you still wait, or is this the time now for you?
Based on the pedigree and what they've been doing, I bet them from 17-1 down to 12, 11, 10-1. I mean, just they're always there.
Okay. Caesar, what we got?
I like it. I think it's the right call. I think it's the right time to jump in now. Anytime you get plus money on a team that's proven that they can win in October, you got to jump in. A team that hasn't proven that they can win in October is the Yankees. So I'm asking, are we selling high on the Yankees, who are currently, I think, the co-favorites, the second favorites to win the World Series, at plus 750?
Yeah, so I wouldn't sell high on the Yankees because Gerrit Cole is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And Gerrit Cole kind of changes the whole dynamic of their rotation. And again, similar to what I said with the Astros, when you have that ace out there to keep people locked in and to end losing streaks, and even if you lose two in a row, three in a row, he is there to end that and get you back to your winning ways. I think in the summer months, some of these hitters the ball will carry at Yankee Stadium a little bit more. Juan Soto's only going to keep mashing with that short porch in right field. They have a lot of prospects that could potentially be called up throughout the year as well. A lot of young guys who are really, like, highly regarded.
They're always buyer threats.
Yeah, well, to a degree. Hal Steinbrenner's not quite like his father. He's not looking to add a ton of payroll. They've committed a lot of money. They need Rodon to stay healthy. The bullpen's solid. I think as long as you have an ace like Gerrit Cole, you have the lineup they're going to throw out there every day, I wouldn't sell on them, but I also wouldn't buy on them at that price right now.
Yeah. I'm with you. That would be one I'm not touching at all. I like the Astros angle for buying low here. Yankees wouldn't be doing anything with.
So sticking in the AL East, you guys are not buying on the Yankees. Well, are you buying on the Orioles, who were pre-flop before the season, were the favorites to win the American League East?
I'm all in on the Orioles in every which way. I bet them 16-1 to win the World Series. I might continue to bet them every paycheck, just a little bit here and there, and let that add up over the course of the year.
The paycheck I like it.
I think that's a smart way to approach it. Is like, all right, you don't have to, because sometimes I think we get overwhelmed looking at these numbers, and we go, well, that's shorter than I'd like to bet. Yeah, but if you hit it every couple weeks and it's not moving over the course of 162, it's not going to move that much. Where if you hit it a few times, you'll feel better about it. In a lot of respects in life, kids, if you hit it a few times, you'll feel better about things. but when it comes to the Baltimore Orioles, I will continue to buy on them because young players, the game slows down for them. They will get better and better. I think Gunnar Henderson is a legit MVP candidate. He's down to like 6-1. I also think that they're going to be buyers early and as early as possible. You have to remember they have new ownership. They want to capitalize. The way people viewed the Angelos family on the way out of owning Baltimore, about owning this team, this new ownership group has reinvigorated a fire within the fan base. You don't get chances to buy teams this good with windows to win titles. They want to do it right away, set a new standard. I think they'll be very aggressive of getting a better closer than Craig Kimbrell to finish games and adding up one or two veteran arms to make that rotation a little bit deeper. The Baltimore Orioles today will not be the Baltimore Orioles you'll see in October. They will be better from a talent standpoint of improving because it's a lot of young guys getting experience, but on top of that, they're only adding stud players.
I like it. I bet them once with you. They're one of three baseball futures bets I have. Like, I think I bet them, I don't know, a few weeks ago or something like that, just to win the World Series. I guess I'm kind of with you. I hadn't really thought about it much. Obviously, you're a much bigger baseball guy than I am. I added them then, but sure, it's early in the season. There is no question I could be back in, dipping in for some more on the Orioles.
You know what I'd love, too, because the season's so long, I would love, like, a real bad losing streak.
Yeah.
I would love. Oh, I just love. Love that dip. I got it with the Diamondbacks last year where they hit a skid at some point and they were still in first or second. I think they were still in first place in the NL West, but they went on a horrible losing skid in the summer. I think I had 75-1 to win the World Series.
I don't want to speak for hockey. I think this same thing would exist for that. But like NBA and Major League Baseball, there are opportunities every single year to do that. It's something you have to keep in mind when you're betting futures throughout the course.
And the new playoff format, if you're going to bet World Series specifically or pennant, I think the new baseball playoff format plays a major role in this. We've seen a couple years now having that advantage of a rest doesn't really correlate to being ready for that next team that's played a few games under their belt. Because it's baseball, because these guys can be ready to go in 3, 4, 5 days, pitching-wise.
Right.
You can stack up your rotation, right? If you have enough pitching, you can hang. And we've seen really dominant regular season teams not be able to handle that break in the schedule when it comes to the postseason, and a team hot at the right time at the end make a run, which allows for more deeper shots on the board.
Yeah, when you're used to playing as many days of the week as these guys do, to take a few days off as a batter, like, that's not necessarily a good thing all the time.
All right, we can get back more into these would you rather buy low or sell high. I thought that Caesar came up with some really awesome questions there. A few more later on in the show coming your way. Also, why I think the Phillies are a great bet to win the NL East, we'll break that down in the final hour. But coming up next, is there a changing of the guard in the NBA? We'll dissect it when we return on Live Bet Sunday.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.